What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I hope you are having an unbelievable day as we kick this week's solo episode off. I hope you take a moment as you hear my voice and you practice, as we sometimes do on the show, a little bit of gratitude, right? Ask yourself, what is one thing in your life today that you could be truly grateful for? All right. Now, as you get that thing centered in your heart, we are going to start to dive into our episode for today, which is all about four tips to becoming better at public speaking. And before we dive into the juiciness, I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can join us on the show every single week. All right. Now, on this episode, again, we're going to be diving into a few tips, strategies, tactics, things that you can specifically do to become better at public speaking. Now, a little bit about my journey over the last 10 years now, close to 11 years, I've had the privilege to speak to over 2,000 different organizations. All right, that's 2,000 different groups, different settings, different areas, different stages, different industries, different groups of people, different ages, different, I mean, everything. And over the last 2,000 times I've been able to speak in front of a group of people, I've learned a couple things. And as I was thinking about today's episode, I figured, what's one thing I could share that is not something we really talk about as much on this episode or on this podcast, that I think could actually really be beneficial for you in your life, right? A skill set that I've acquired over the last 10 years, when I started as a shy person whose biggest fear was public speaking, to now someone who does it for a living, right? And so if you're listening to this episode and you want to do more public speaking, this is absolutely the right episode for you. If you're someone who doesn't want to do more public speaking, this episode is also still for you, right? Because the truth is, whether you are going to go speak on a stage to a group of people, whether you are going to be in a conference room talking to other colleagues, at some point in your life, you'll find yourself in a place where you're going to have to talk in front of a group of people. It may not necessarily be from a stage, but it may be that you have to voice your opinion. And if you really want to grow in a career or business, this is something, this is a skill, a really valuable skill that you want to begin to learn. And if you're listening to this episode and you're going, Stu, I am introverted and shy and public speaking is my biggest fear, well, then this episode is also definitely for you, because that's where I was when I went into this journey about 10 plus years ago as well. All right. So the first thing that we want to talk about, the first tip really to begin crushing it at public speaking, whether, again, that's in front of a stage and you're actually presenting, or whether that's just in a boardroom or even a Zoom call that you're hopping on virtually and you're going to share your opinion, right? You're going to share something. The first step to becoming better at public speaking is prepare, prepare, prepare. All right. Now, you may have heard of some people who go, yeah, I just show up and I just wing it. Now, for some people, and when I say some people, I mean maybe 1% of people, this works, right? They show up, they have nothing, and all of a sudden out of thin air, they can talk about something for 12 hours, right? That's, I would say, about 1% of people. For the other 99% of people like me and maybe you, we have to prepare for what it is that we're going to do. So for example, if you have a talk, let's say that you're going to give, or you're going to hop on a Zoom call and you're going to share, you know, some information, what you want to begin to do before you get to that is, I tell people, get in at least a minimum of 5 to 10 reps. Now, what 5 to 10 reps means is actually practice doing this thing. All right, actually practice it. Now, for example, if you're going to be speaking in front of a room of people, what you want to do is actually get up in front of a room of people and to start off as no one is there, practice giving your talk. All right. And at first, it may feel weird. It may feel odd because you're talking to a group of nobody. And what happens for me a lot of the time when I start to learn new material that I'm going to start speaking on is I'll really struggle through that first time. I'll get about 15 minutes into it And I'll stop and I'll take a sigh and I'll go, damn, like, this is a little difficult. Right. And even though, again, I've talked to 2,000 different groups, when it's something new that I'm getting ready for, the first time you do anything, it's not going to be the smoothest. So that's why you want to get some reps in. So first off, you want to start off by doing it in front of a group of absolutely nobody, right? If it's going to be a Zoom call that you're going to jump on, and you're going to share something, practice jumping on a Zoom call with yourself and sharing the information that you're going to share at this moment when you have an opportunity to speak. All right. Or if you're going to be in a conference room and you want to share something, you want to share your opinion about something that's going on in your company, practice sharing what you want to share in that meeting, right? Sit down at your kitchen table and pretend you're in a conference room, right? Or if your meeting is virtually, again, get on Zoom with yourself and practice a little bit, right? So once you begin to do that, the next thing that you can really start to do, and this would be more specifically for those of you who actually want to speak in front of a room of people, where you're really doing some sort of a presentation, a keynote, a workshop. The second part of this would be, once you've practiced in front of a room with nobody, you want to actually get a group of people. This could be people that are really close to you, some of your friends, your significant partner, but you want to get a group of at least one person and practice your talk in front of that person, right? And boom, do that. Now, I would also require, or I would also encourage you to ask this person for feedback, right? And remember, when you ask them for feedback, maybe ask them for some specific feedback, right? Ask them, did the theme kind of make sense throughout the whole talk, right? When I said this one thing, did it land? Did it make sense? And help them be a little bit more specific as far as what kind of feedback you're looking for. Because if you say, hey, I just want feedback, they may give you some feedback that's totally different than what you actually want. So that is really the first step, is whenever you're going to give some sort of a talk, you have to begin to prepare. And that's really going to show back up when we get to step four. All right. Now, step two, when it comes to becoming better at public speaking, is you have to stop caring what people think. All right. This may be one of the biggest things that stops everybody from speaking, right? When I was first getting into public speaking, my biggest fear was if I got up on stage and said something stupid, like, what's everybody going to think about me? Are they going to think I'm an idiot? Are they going to think I don't know how to talk? Are they going to judge me? Are they going to reject me? Are they going to not like me? And I had all this fear of, if I get up and say something and look stupid, my world is going to melt, right? It's going to explode, right? It's everything's going to go downhill. And what's interesting is I had a mentor earlier in my life. His name was Bob Proctor. And I remember this moment where I was at one of his seminars that he was doing, and he was standing on the stage talking about public speaking. And as he's standing there on stage, he's going, you know what? I am so at peace when I am on stage. He goes, I could literally fall asleep in front of a room of people while I'm giving a speech. He goes, I'm so at peace. I could just sit here and I could fall asleep. Right now, for most people, that is not the experience. But what he continued to say is, he goes, the reason that when I'm up here, I'm so at peace is because, he goes, so many times when people speak, what's happening and the reason there's that fear is because you think everybody is thinking about you. And what Bob taught me that day that I've continued to carry throughout my life is that, number one, a lot of people aren't actually consciously thinking. And number two, if they are thinking, they're definitely not thinking about you, right? They have so many things going on in their life. When you're up there, they may be thinking about what they're going to have for lunch today. They may be thinking about this big problem that just happened in their life that they have to deal with. They may be thinking about the argument they had with a friend the other day, right? They may be thinking about, man, my armpits are sweaty and it's hot in this room, right? Like, they're going to be thinking about so many things other than you. So when you're in front of the room, stop caring what people think about you, because the reality is no one is really thinking about you, right? Even as you're talking, they're filtering your talk through their own experiences in their life. So when you say something, they're hearing it, but they're not really thinking about you that much, right? And after the speech, when you're done giving the talk or you're in the conference room, they're going to move on to something else in their life. So stop caring what people think when you get up on stage. And that leads us to point three, which is going to help you stop caring about what people think when you get in front of the room or when you're in the conference room and you're sharing something. And the third tip to becoming better at public speaking is, know your stuff and be confident in what you are saying, right? Know your stuff and be confident in what you're saying. So when you get in front of a room, sometimes what I noticed used to happen to myself is I would prepare something. I said, this is what I'm going to say. And what if I get up there and people don't agree or disagree or people don't like what I said? When the reality is, when you go give a talk, you want to form an opinion of what you believe is to be true. All right. Now, one of the talks that I give a lot of the time is I go to colleges and I talk about figuring out what you want to do with your life. Now, for me, I have my own experiences that have helped me create an idea of what you really need to do to get clear on what you want to do with your life, do something you enjoy, and actually make it happen. And so when I go in front of a room, I'm not sharing this to say, hey, does everybody agree with this? Do you guys think this is right? Do you believe this? Like, when I'm going in front of the room, I'm saying, this is what I believe. And if you agree with me, awesome. And if you don't agree with me, that's okay too. I'm up here to share what I believe to be true, and that's what I'm going to share. So when you get in front of the room, make sure that what you're sharing, that you really have confidence and you're standing true in what you believe. Because when you do that and you're just sharing your truth, it becomes easier to not really care about what other people think, because it doesn't have anything to do with what you're saying. What you're saying is what is true for you. Now, one other piece when we look at this third step of being confident in what you're saying and knowing your stuff, right? That's also part of preparing. But another thing you want to understand is something called the law of thirds. And what the law of thirds is when it comes to public speaking is that when you go into any room, it could be a conference room, it could be where you're giving an actual talk, that there's three different audiences in your audience. The first audience is the group that, regardless of what you say, they're going to be like, oh my God, that was amazing. They're going to love it. They're going to be happy with what you said. They're going to agree with you. That's one third of the room that when you go in, regardless of kind of what you say, they're going to be on your side. All right. Then the next third is where people kind of sit in the middle, right? It's people that come in and they go, okay, I'm open-minded and I don't know if I'm really going to like buy into some of the things this person's saying, but I'm open, right? And that's the second third. And then the final third is what I like to call, we'll just call them the skeptics, right? The negative ones, the rotten apples, right? This is the third of the room that when you come in, it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter how incredible it is, there's always going to be a third of the room that, regardless of what you say, they do not agree with you. They don't like it. They don't like you, right? And there's just going to be a third most of the time that maybe isn't in agreement with you. And so when you go and you know your stuff and you're confident in your stuff, what you want to understand is the third is bought into you. A third is not going to buy into you. And that third in the middle, that's really the third that you're going to be talking to most directly, right? Because that's the third that's kind of on either side, right? What you don't want to do is if you're talking to a group and you have your thirds and there's one person in the room that's just negative and they're rude and they don't agree with anything, what some people will do sometimes is they'll spend so much energy on that person trying to get that person to be on the other third where they're in agreement with what they're saying. But the reality is they're part of the third that, regardless of what you say, they're never going to buy into what you're saying. So rather than giving that person all the attention and taking away from everybody else's experience in the room, what you want to do is focus on that middle third that's kind of in that happy medium of maybe they'll agree with you, maybe they won't, but they are open-minded to agreeing with you and hearing what you're saying. All right. So that's, again, the law of thirds when it comes to speaking. And the final fourth tip that I want to share with you, and I would say, in my opinion, this is what makes the difference between a good speaker and an incredible speaker. And what it is the fourth step is learning to ebb and flow in the energy in the room. All right. Learning to ebb and flow in the energy in the room. I believe that if you want to be an incredible public speaker, what you have to begin to do is you have to know your stuff so well. Again, going back to step one, prepare, prepare, prepare. You have to know your stuff so well. You have to prepare so well that the moment you finally step on that stage, you can forget everything that you practiced and just allow yourself to be present in the energy of the audience. And you don't forget everything, like you're not going to say it, but it's that you've practiced it so much that it sits in your unconscious, not your conscious, right? Sometimes you see people and they go to give a talk and half of the talk, they're on stage thinking, What am I going to say next? What was I going to say after this? What am I going to do after I made that point? This is the thing that I need to focus on next. And they're so in their head thinking what they're going to say next that they're not actually in the energy of the room in which they're speaking with. And when that happens, you lose a connection with the audience, right? You're not really there with them, right? You want to find someone who's an incredible speaker. It's that they are there in that present moment with that group, in that energy. They can ebb and flow in it. They can have a little bit of fun with that energy. And they know their stuff because they prepared. But they don't have to focus on what they're going to say because they know it so well. All right, so that is really the fourth part is you have to know and practice and learn it so well. Again, this is through all those reps you're going to do that the moment you finally step on for that final time where you're really going to do your thing, give your talk, go into the conference room, you know it so well, you can forget everything and just allow yourself to be present and deliver the material you prepared. All right, that is the fourth, the final step. And if there's actually one fifth final step I could give you that I believe to be massively valuable when it comes to being an incredible public speaker is making whatever the experience you have interactive, right? A lot of studies show that if people listen passively, they retain about 10% of information versus if they interact, they write things down, they say things back out loud, that their retention goes up to about 90%. So as you're giving some sort of a talk or keynote or you're in a workshop or you are in, you know, a conference room and you're talking to your colleagues, make it interactive, right? Talk to them and say, you know, blah, 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 blah. Here's this point. How many of us agree by a show of hands? And boom, they raise their hand, right? Say, how many of us would agree that that's true? Would we say yes or no? And you have everybody say yes back out loud. Right? Or you land something, you go, so, okay, you go, the third pillar of this is caring. So everybody, what's the third pillar? And boom, they shout it back out you, right? Maybe have it so that throughout the talk that you're giving, they're doing some writing exercises, right? They're doing something where they actually put pen to paper. And if they're not doing an exercise, you want to encourage them to have a pen and a paper so that they can also take notes during your talk, even if it's not interactive to the point where they're going to be doing any exercises. All right, so that's the fifth and final piece is you really want to have an incredible talk, be better at public speaking, make it interactive. All right, so the five tips, not four, the five, we got you that bonus one, is number one, you want to prepare like your life depends on it. Number two is you got to stop caring what people think. Number three is you have to know your stuff and be confident in what you're saying. And then finally, four is ebb and flow in the energy of the room. And then finally, number five is make it interactive. All right, so those are five steps to go crush it at public speaking, to get in front of your next room and absolutely throw it down, create an incredible experience for your audience or your boardroom or your colleagues that you're talking with. These are five things that you absolutely, if you start applying these, I guarantee you they are going to make a difference as you go through your public speaking journey. All right, so go take it, apply those things as always. Other than that, that is all we have for you today. I want to say thank you, as always, for joining me on this podcast. It is an absolute joy to be able to pour into you. And if you have a friend that you know is looking to get a little bit better at speaking, or maybe they want to and they feel shy or whatever it is, you have someone that's going to have more of this in their life, I would just encourage you to send this episode to them because I promise you it's really going to make an impact and help them in that journey that they're going through.